All right, we're going to learn a very interesting book. This book is called Tanya, and this book is called Likutei Amarim, and it's called Sefer Shel Beinonim. Three names for the same book. We will see why, the three names, what they mean. And this is basically the main work of the Alter Rebbe, the founder of Chabad Hasidism, and this is the main work of Chabad Hasidism. I mean, on this book, all the teachings of Chabad are based. This is the basis of everything, to the point that the Hasidim call it the written Torah of Hasidism. That's what the Hasidim call this book. Usually called Tanya, but that's just the name that comes from the first word of the book, which in itself has also a meaning, like we can't learn everything and the deepness of everything we're going to go crazy. So let's at least have a good idea of what we're learning, what we're going to start learning. Now, this book itself is truly divided in five parts. We're going to learn the first part, which is called Sefer Shel Beinonim, the book of the intermediate person. We will see, but of course you're going to have patience, because only in chapter 12, the Alter Rebbe is going to explain what a Beinoni is. So we have to first learn from the first chapter on, to get to the 12th chapter, of course. So again, we already explained two names. Name Tanya. Why is it called Tanya? Because that's the first word of the first chapter. That's it. Simple. And then you call it Likutei Amarim. Sefer Shel Beinonim. Sefer Shel Beinonim. A book of intermediate people. That refers usually to the first part. And then you have a second part talking about the unity of God. Then you have a third part talking about Tshuva, return. And the fourth, letters of the Alter Rebbe. And the fifth part, it's a very complicated part, very, very complicated part, that it's really writings of the Alter Rebbe when he was thinking about certain chapters of the Tanya. Like he wrote different notes for himself. Really difficult, really, really tough stuff. Now, these are two names of the book. The third name is Likutei Amarim. Likut in Hebrew means when you gather together many, many ideas. It's a likut of many things, many apples, many whatever. It's a likut of things. In this place, Likutei Amarim means a gathering of phrases, of ideas. And the Alter Rebbe mentions, we're going to read it in a second, that these are all the ideas in this book are not really his ideas. We know it's his ideas, but whatever. He's very humble. Are not his ideas, are ideas that he gathered from other places and teachers and so on. That's why he just put it together and he put the name Likutei Amarim. I'm just gathering stuff. This is not mine. This is not me. I'm just gathering stuff. Okay. These are the titles of the book. Now, let's read. Usually, people don't read the first page of the book. It's just the cover, whatever. Don't bother me. Let's go to the book. But in this case, the Alter Rebbe himself wrote the cover of the book. So that means he introduced into the cover important stuff, important things to know in order to actually understand better the book. Sefer Likutei Amarim, this is the book that is called, again, a gathering of ideas, Chelek Rishon, this is the first part, and Nikre B'Shem Sefer Shel Beinonim, which is called the Book of Intermediate People. We will see there's a whole discussion in the Talmud, the first chapter itself of the Tanya, of the first part of the Tanya. It's a tough chapter in order to understand, what is going on over here? The Alter Rebbe is going to say like 5-6 questions, not answer anything. Answers come only from chapter 10 on. What's going on over here? I don't understand anything. We'll see. Patience, patience, patience. Sefer Shel Beinonim, a book of intermediate people. And the Alter Rebbe continues. This book is melukat, is gathered, mipis farim, out of books. It doesn't say which books. The tradition of the Hasidim is, he's referring to the books of the Maharal of Prague. He's referring to the book called Shalo, Shnei Luchos Abris. The Alter Rebbe, even in his youth, he was called a Shalo Yid. He used to learn this book and used to live by this book, a very important mystical book, Kabbalah book, was written by Ishaya Horvitz. He passed away in Eretz Israel. He was a big rabbi, like a very special book. Not so much learned, but a very special book. Mipi Soifrim. And also, I gathered from teachers, not just from books, from teachers. He refers to the Baal Shem Tov. He refers to the Magid of Mezrich, even though the Alter Rebbe, when he knew the Baal Shem Tov, he was 3 years old, something like that, so he didn't really personally know the Baal Shem Tov, rather the Magid of Mezrich, the student of the Baal Shem Tov. And also it refers to his own teacher, personal Rebbe of the Alter Rebbe, who after the passing of the Magid of Mezrich was Menachem Mendel of Horodok. He passed away in Eretz Yisrael. There's many stories about that. Okay, Kedoshe Elyon, these people are holy people. Nishmas and Eden, they passed away already. And the Alter Rebbe says, everything I'm going to teach you is based on this. 2 points. This book is, at least the first part, for sure, it's talking about the first part, is founded on a verse. The verse says, this is very close to you, very close to you, in your mouth, in your heart, to do it. That's what the Torah says. This, there are different explanations in the commentaries of the Torah, either refers to the Torah itself, or refers to tshuva, repentance, whatever. The point is that Judaism, let's put it in a big box, so to speak, Judaism is very close to you in your mouth, in your heart, to do it. And Alter Rebbe says, Levar Heitev, we have to explain very well, Eichu Karov Me'oid, how is it so close? Like, if you want to tell me that keeping Judaism, like doing what you have to do, it's easy, I understand that. Because after all, you just have to do whatever you have to do. It doesn't really matter what you feel, just do it. Okay, it's easy. Certain mitzvahs, certain commandments are just to be spoken, like Shema Yisrael, Birchas Hamazon. Certain things you just have to say it. It's okay, go say it. Is it so difficult? Really not. Just say it, that's it. But bilvavcha, in your heart? Wait a second. To feel love for God? To fear truly God? That's not so easy. Come on. So why is the verse saying, Karev Elecha Davar Me'oid, is very easy, very close to you, don't worry. No, it's not so close. It's not so easy. So this is what the Alter Rebbe wants to explain. And he's going to explain it in two ways, two paths. Bederech Arucho Uktzara, Be'ezrat Hashem Yisbarach. I'm going to explain this in a long way and in a short way. Two ways. Basically, very basically, from the first chapter to chapter 17 is the first way, the long one. And from chapter 18 to 25 is the short one. Where did the Alter Rebbe get this idea from long and short? It's a story in the Talmud. I'm not going to say the whole story, but just a few interesting details. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who lived, basically, there were a few Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's. These were talking about a Tana from the times of the Mishnah. He lived in Eretz Israel, and one time he was walking in the path, and he came to a crossroads. And in the crossroads, he found a boy sitting over there in the crossroads. So he asked the boy, which is the way to Jerusalem? I want to go to Jerusalem. What's the way, the proper way? And the boy, who was a very smart boy, to the point that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, only three people in my whole life really passed me, surpassed me, whatever, were bigger than me. This boy was one of them. Like, this boy really got me, really won me. Okay, the boy said like this, this is a long but short way, and this is a short but long way. This is what the boy said to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was confused. I don't know what to do. So he chose the short but long way. You know, it's a short way. So he started walking on the short way, and suddenly, very quickly, he saw Yerushalayim, the city, and so on, but he couldn't enter the city. It was like full of forests and trees and plants and so on. No way to enter really to the city. It was a short way because he just saw Yerushalayim very quickly, but he couldn't enter. So he went back and told the boy, hey, you lied to me. This was the short way. And the boy said, no, I told you, short but long. And this is long but short. You're going to walk a lot, but you're going to enter the city. And here you're going to walk very few steps, but you're not going to enter the city. This is what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, you won. You're right. You were right. Now, what's the connection to what the Alter Rebbe is explaining? In the first part of the book, Again, the Alter Rebbe explains two ways, two paths to have love for God and fear for God and to behave properly. Let's call it that way, simply speaking. The first part is a long way, really difficult. Why difficult? Because you have to develop in your heart love for God, fear for God. You have to meditate. And we'll see, it's a long path. It can take a whole life, lifetime. It's a long path. The second path, the Alter Rebbe explains, it's a short one. You just have to awaken something you have inside of you. It's already there. You don't have to make it. It's already there. Don't worry. Just awakens in certain situations. I don't want to say more than necessary, but that's the short way. Because you just have to awaken something you already have. Now, both ways are important, and both ways are relevant in different stages in life, different moments in life. Both ways are important. But certain people go through the long way, and some people go through the short way. Now, one more detail. Why is it called long but short, or short but long? What does that mean? There's a fundamental difference between Hasidic Chabad and other Hasidism. Most of them, maybe Breslov is an exception, but most of the Hasidim work in a completely different way than Chabad. What's the difference? In Chabad, whatever Chabad means, we're going to learn this in Tanya, but not now. In Chabad, you have to work on yourself, and you really have to work. And it's tough, and it's hard, and so on. And we have a Rebbe. Baruch Hashem, we have the Rebbe, and the Rebbe, we will see in Tanya, in Perek Beis, chapter 2, what a Rebbe is. And the Rebbe will give you tools in order to work on yourself. But you're going to have to work on yourself. The Rebbe is not going to do it for you. Forget it. Just I'm giving you the tools. He's a Rebbe. But you're going to have to do the work. Other Hasidim work completely different. They work in a way, you just believe in the Rebbe. Just follow the Rebbe and he will do everything for you. You're going to be quickly uplifted, woo, into a different world that you would never reach by yourself. You're not a Rebbe. You're not a Tzaddik. Forget it. You're just you. So how to reach those heights? The Rebbe is the only way. You don't have to do anything. Just believe in the Rebbe. Emunah. You have to have faith in the Rebbe. And that's all. He's going to do everything for you. In Chabad, of course, you have to have Emunah in the Rebbe. Of course, you have to believe and so on. But you're going to have to do the job yourself, the work yourself. And if you don't do anything, the Rebbe is not going to do it for you. I'm sorry. So there you have a long path. Because the first part of the first part of the Tanya, it's a long path. You really have to work so hard on you, but it's short. Why is it short? Because you really reach your true potential. You really realize who you are, what you are, and you move on. Maybe other people move on faster or to greater heights. Okay. But you have to do whatever you have to do, and God doesn't want from you more than you can give. So it's fine. Whatever you reach, it's going to be okay. But it's going to be yours. That's why it's called short. It's my accomplishment. The short path, it's really fast. Just think a little bit, do this and that, and that's it. You're there because you have something inside of you, as we're going to learn in chapter 18, whatever, on, 18 on. But it's a long path. Why is it long? Because it's not really yours. It comes from somewhere else. The Alter Rebbe is going to say from Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, it doesn't really matter, from the forefathers, but it's not really yours. What did you do? I just awakened something that is already there. Is it really my effort? Yeah, you're going to have to do effort anyway, but it's not really yours. That's why it's called a short, because it's really so fast, but it's long. It's not yours. That's what the Alter Rebbe writes. The rest of the page actually was written by the children of the Alter Rebbe, explaining very briefly, I'm not going to read it, that they added to the original Tanya the two more parts. And then they added a fifth part. So whatever, we're not going to read this. Then you have the approbations, I think it's called, of different rabbis, two rabbis basically, Rabbi Yehuda Leiv HaKoyen and Rav Zusha Don Yipoili. They were two colleagues of the Alter Rebbe, and they wrote, I'm not going to read them because I think it's going to take too much time, and we're not really going to gain so much out of that. But what they say is, certainly, this small book contains a huge God, infinite God, and certainly the Baal Shem Tov is happy and the Magid of Message is happy. We're all happy with this book. Very good. Why did they have to write anything? The Alter Rebbe was an authority on himself. So why did he need this? Because in the times of the Alter Rebbe, in the beginnings of Hasidus, there was such a big opposition to Hasidus. Very strong opposition to Hasidus. The Alter Rebbe was in prison. Most of the Chabad Rebbeim were in prison, so we were good guys. They were all in prison in Russia because of Hasidus, because of teaching Hasidus, basically. So they had to write these approbations, these writings, in order so nobody would harm the Alter Rebbe. And then we're going to go, this we're going to read inside because it's very interesting, the introduction the Alter Rebbe he wrote himself. The introduction to the book, Hakdamas HaMelakit. This is the introduction of the one that gathered all these ideas. On a very short note, what is the Alter Rebbe going to say over here? It's like two pages long, so it can take some time until we realize what the Alter Rebbe is talking about. What is the Alter Rebbe going to say here? I know it sounds strange, but this is what the Hasidim received as tradition that the Alter Rebbe says, I know you. I know who you are. And if you're reading this, it's because I know you, I know your soul, I know the problems you have in the service of God, of course. If you don't have money to pay the bills, that's not my problem, whatever, I'm just a Rebbe, what can I do? Go work and find money. But you have problems serving God? I know that. And I wrote the answers to all your problems in this book. Go read. And if you don't understand what the answers are, go ask. Ask people that understand more than you, go ask, and they'll tell you. And the Alter Rebbe at the end, it says, and to those that know, don't shut up your mouth. Go and say, explain. Don't say, no, I don't know anything. I'm such a humble person. No. Don't come to me with this. If you know, go and answer. Explain. This is what the Alter Rebbe is going to say. And he says it in a very interesting way. Let's see. This is a letter sent to all the Hasidim. Anshe Shloimeinu means Hasidim. Hashem Tzurim V'chaskem. God should give them strength and so on. It's some parts of these are kind of poetic. So my English is not so poetic and so on, so you'll understand. Aleichem Ishim Ekra. To you, men, I will call. Shimu Elai Rodfei Tzedek. Hear me. Those who pursue justice. Mevakshi Hashem, those who look for God. Vayishma Aleichem Elokim, and God will hear you. Like, listen to me, do what I'm telling you, and God will hear you. You will be fine. Lemigodov et katan, big ones, small ones, in knowledge, of course, that's what he's talking about. Kol anash de bendinoseinu, all the Hasidim, Anshei Shloimeinu, all the Hasidim in our countries, the Alter Rebbe lived in White Russia, Ukraine, Russia itself, Usmuches Shela, and in Latvia also he lived, and all the around surroundings. Ishal Mekoim Meyovel Shalom, each one should be in peace in its place. Vechaim Ad Olam, and they should have life forever. It's just a saying. Netzach selavo, forever, and amen ki nirotzon, it should be like that, that God should be happy with you. Now, hinei. Mudas zois, ki margal bepume de inshe, bechol anash lemoir, ki eina doime shemiyas divrei musar, lereia ukriya bisfari. Everybody says, it's common to hear in the mouth of the Hasidim, to say that it's not the same thing to hear the words of admonishment, the words of knowledge and ethics and moral, whatever, then it's not the same thing as to see and read books. Like, the first thing the Alter Rebbe is going to do is, I don't know why I wrote this book. I don't understand. Maybe you shouldn't even read this book. it's useless. Why? Because it's not the same that you talk to a rabbi and you explain whatever, and the rabbi explains to you and you got it. And if you don't understand, you ask again and whatever, back and forth. That's good. But to read a book, here you have the book. I don't understand anything. I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't want your book. I don't need your book. I just want to talk to you. That's what the Hasidim used to say. So the Rebbe says, I know that. It's true. It's not the same to hear from the rabbi than to read a book. Because a person that reads according to his path, vedaitoi, and according to his understanding. Some people understand more, some people understand less. And he reads according to the way, the knowledge he has from before, and according to the way his understanding, his intellect, actually grasps things. Each person has a different type of mind. And each person understands things in different ways. Even the same text, two people can understand in a different way. So when you read according to your own intellect. And if a person is confused, his intellect is confused. I don't know, I need help in avodas Hashem, in service to God. Therefore you're confused and you're walking in darkness in the service of God. That's why you actually bought a book and you want to read the book. I don't understand. I want help. But you're confused. So therefore, bekoishi yochoi liris sa'ol kitoif. With a great difficulty, you will be able to see the light, which is good, that is hidden in the books. You'll not see it. You'll see actually the answer and the idea that you need, and you just miss it. You didn't get it. I'm sorry. Af kimoseka oed leinaim, even though this light is so sweet to the eyes, umar pela nefesh, and really heals the soul. It's there, it's in the book, but you missed it. Because you're confused. Not the book. The book is not the problem. You're the problem. But that's why you actually read a book. So help me. Nah, here's the book. I'm sorry, you missed it. Ubar min dein. Okay, let's leave that aside. If you're confused, you have a problem. So a book is not going to really help you because you're going to miss the points in the book. Let's leave that aside. In a Sifre Ya'ira, Abnuim al-Pi Seichel Enushi, those books that teach fear of God, awe of God, whatever, and they're built on human intellect. In other words, let's suppose that the Rebbe found some path, some way to serve God. And it's really working like very good. Yeah, for him. It works for him. And for me, I'm not that Rebbe. What do you want from me? It's not going to work. So your path is very interesting. Who told you your path is for me? Maybe not. So again, those books that are built on intellect, human intellect, certainly are not the same for everybody. Some people need this kind of book, the other people need the other kind of book. It's fine. That's why they have so many rabbis, because not everybody learns from the same person. And this is brought down in Gemara Makos. It's like not my idea. Some different people need different teachers, and that's fine. Because not all the intellects and understandings are the same. Vein seichel adam ze mispael umisorer mimashe mispael umisorer seichel chaveiroi. And the intellect of this person doesn't get, so to speak, excited and awaken from something that other people get excited and awaken. Like sometimes you read something, say, "Wow, this is so good!" You show it to somebody and says, "Yeah, I don't know, not so good." For me, it was really good. Yeah, but you know, it doesn't excite me. So, basically what the Alter Rebbe is saying, if I'm writing a book, just the fact of writing a book, it's a problem. It's useless. Because if you're confused, my book is not going to help you. That's problem number one. Problem number two, let's suppose this book has really good ideas. Yeah, for me. For you, who told you they're good? Maybe they're not so good for you. Like our sages say, on this blessing of when you see 600,000 Jews all gathered together, you have to say a blessing. God is a wise that knows the secrets, something like that. Al Shishim Ribum Israel, when you see 600,000 Jews, why do you say a bracha, a blessing, upon seeing this? She'ein dei sein doime zu lezu v'chulei. Because each single one thinks differently, and their ideas are not one similar to the other, and therefore, wow, God knows a lot of things. Look, a lot of people, and God understands everybody. Very good, but I'm not God. And like the Ramban, Nachmanides wrote down in a book, whatever, in the commentaries to a book, when the Ramban is explaining the Sifri, Gabi Yeshua, talking about Yeshua bin Nun. Shenemar boy, on Yeshua it's written, Isha Sheruach boy. He was a man with spirit. What do you mean? We all have spirit, otherwise he would be dead. So what is the Torah Tater saying? That Yeshua had a spirit. What are you talking about? Yeshua was such a huge mind, he could understand each one in its place and whatever each person needed and give answers to each single person in their place. Oh, yeah, that's a great mind, really. But it's Yeshua bin Nun. What do you want from me? I'm not Yeshua bin Nun. So again, the Rebbe is saying, if I wrote a book out of my mind, who told you it's good for you? Maybe not. Hello. Furthermore, another problem. Again, like saying this book is completely useless. Another problem. Afilu besifrei ha'ira asher yesodasam bi'arei kodesh, midrash chazal, even those books that teach the fear of God, that are founded in very high holy mountains, and the books of our sages, that's what it's talking about. The sages, the Talmud, the Midrashim, like real holy books that everybody says, yes, these are holy books, and these are like general books for everybody. Nobody can say, this book is not for me because whatever. Rabbi Yehuda said, no. This is a general thing for every single Jew in every single generation, in every single place in the world, and so on. Because they are from our sages. Asher Ruach Hashem Diber Bam. The Spirit of God spoke on them. Like, these are really holy books. Why? Because they wrote with holy inspiration. Like the Alter Rebbe saying, I didn't write with holy inspiration. I'm just the Alter Rebbe, and it's just my mind. So maybe it's not good for you. But these other guys, yeah, they wrote very special things because God spoke through them, so to speak. And the word of God, it was in their tongues. And his Torah are just one thing. The Alter Rebbe is going to explain this later in Tanya in the second part, not for now. But the point is that God is talking in the tongues, in the whatever, in the mouths of these sages. So they're really for everybody, definitely. And all the 600,000 souls of the Jewish people and their details and the details of the details. To the point of reaching the soul of a very simple person, the lowest of the lowest in our nation, Israel. They are all tied together to the Torah. And the Torah binds them, so to speak, to God, as it's known, the Zohar says this. There are three knots together, binding together, whatever. So, these books of Torah, I mean, again, the Talmud, the Midrashim, the holy classical books, they're really for everybody. Because through those books, any soul can get together, so to speak, with God. That's the definition of a holy book, of a holy book. So those books, oh, okay, so don't learn Tanya, go learn Midrash, go learn the Talmud, and you'll be fine, certainly fine, no doubts. Yeah, certainly, this is a general path for every single Jew. And even though, again, it's general books for everybody, no doubt. And the Torah was given to explain in general and particular ways, in particular, sort of particular details of more details for every single detailed soul in the Jewish people that is actually rooted in that particular part of the Torah. So certainly your root is in the Torah, and you have a piece of that, and you're connected to that, and that connects you to God, and so on. Very good. However, there's a big problem over here. Not every single person has the merit to recognize his particular and detailed place in the Torah. So what did Atrebe said? Okay, you want to learn something that is certainly for you, for a Jew? Go learn Talmud. Go learn Midrash. But you know what? It's so big. It's a whole ocean. And it's, even though it certainly has the, like real, the message for you, particularly for you, go find it. As if I would say, look, there's one fish, there's only one that is yours, and it's in the Atlantic Ocean. Go find it. What do you mean? Yeah, go search. Go find it. And maybe it's going to be impossible. What do you mean? I don't know where the fish is. Yeah, but it's there. Don't worry. It's there. And it's your fish. No, not good. Vehine, now, furthermore, another problem. Even in law, in halacha, for instance, just an example, the halacha of what's forbidden and what's allowed for a Jew to consume or whatever, that is revealed, it's revealed to us. We know this for us and our children. Even there, we saw arguments between our sages, Tanaim from the Mishnah, Amoraim from the Gemara, it doesn't matter all the details, from one extreme to another extreme, literally. This guy says it's forbidden, and this guy says it's allowed. What do you mean? What do I do now? Ve'eilu ve'eilu divlokim chaim, and you should know, the Talmud says, both are the words of the living God, both sages, so to speak, Lashon Rabbim, in plural. That means that there are many ways to connect to God. You're not going to say that the sage that said something that is not law, he was wrong. No, he wasn't wrong. He was expressing a specific attribute of godliness, as we will see in a second. The sages decided that that's not the law, that's not the way we should act, actually, but it's not lying. The other guy is not lying, he's not wrong. Just expressing something that is not law. Al Shem Makarach, and why is it again in the Elohim, the word Elohim in plural, it refers to God, and there's only one God. Al Shem Makarach Chaim Neshamos Israel, and Echlok is Derech Klal Lishloish Hakamim, because it's talking about the source of life for the souls of the Jewish people. That divides is divided in general in three lines: Yamin Usmol VeEmtza, right, left, and the middle. What does that mean? Shem Chesed Gvura V'chule, says Atrebe. This refers to kindness, severity, etc. Doesn't really matter all the details. Now we're going to learn about this later in the Tanya itself. So what he's saying is there are different types of souls within the Jewish people also, that they are rooted in different qualities. Atrebe is going to say this in Tanya itself. That's why I'm not explaining so much. They're rooted in different qualities in God Himself. And therefore, they think differently. You have people that have a tendency to say no. Why don't we do this? No. And then they think about it and say, oh, yeah, maybe, yeah. But first instance, no. Always no. Always you get a no. Other type of people say, yeah. And then they think about it, no, I don't think it's a good idea. But but you said yes. Yeah, but I thought about it. So different kinds of people. Why? Why do they think different? Because their souls are rooted in different expressions of godliness, as we will learn. Uneshama is sheshor shem midas chesed. The Rebbe says, explains a little bit more. And the souls that are rooted in the kindness of God, whatever that means, hanagasam gamken lehatz klape chesed lehakem chule. Their behavior is to have a tendency toward kindness, to be permissive. To permit things. Kenoida, okay, as it's known. Okay, doesn't really matter why it's known. Beis Shama, Beis Hillel, doesn't really matter right now. Kol shekem v'kavachomim v'anistar l'Hashem Elokeinu. If in law, which is something that's supposed to be clear and supposed to be revealed, like, what should I do? This rabbi says this, this rabbi says that, this rabbi says... No, wait a second, I don't know about rabbis. Just tell me what to do, and I'll do it. Okay, so I'll tell you whatever the law is, blah, blah, blah. If in those cases that are supposed to be revealed, there's such a big argument to one extreme to another extreme, how much more so in the hidden things for God? You're going to find more argument, more difficult. That this refers to fearing God and loving God, that they depend on the brain, on the mind, and in the heart of each single person, and each one goes according to what his heart dictates. As the Zohar says, whatever, on a verse of Shir HaShirim, that her husband is known in the portals. The portals means whatever meshaer, what you measure in your mind and your heart. So what you say is basically what the way you think and the way you feel. That means that if the Alter Rebbe, what he's saying is, I'm writing to you a book that contains counsels and ideas in the service to God, forget it. Somebody else is going to say something else. And the other rabbi is going to say something else, and something else, something else. So who told you my book, it's really good for you? It's completely useless. Again, first of all, I prefer to hear from the Rebbe. Don't give me a book. I don't want a book. That's problem number one. Problem number two, oh, this is my mind's idea. I built this in my mind. So who told you it's going to be good for you? Forget it. Third problem, even if you're going to say that this is a holy book, very nice. Go find your fish in the Atlantic Ocean. You're not going to find what's your place in this book. It's so difficult. So difficult. And to end with the idea, of course, there's such a big argument about this. So who told you my ideas are going to be good for you? This is what the Alter Rebbe questions. So why write a book? And then he answers. The truth is, he just answers with one line. Too many questions, and he answers all the questions with one line. He says like this, "Ach, however, I'll answer to you all my problems. Beyoidai umakirai ko amina. I'm talking about, this book is written for the people that know me. Yoidai is they know me. Makirai, they recognize me. That's what I'm talking about. What does that mean? Kol echod ve'echod me'anash shebe'medinoseinu usmuchis shela. All the Hasidim in our countries, in our country and the surroundings, asher haya adibur shel chiba matzu beineinu. Listen to these words, it's so beautiful. Their words of love were found between us. So we spoke with a lot of love between us, with the Hasidim. And they revealed to me, all the hidden things in their hearts and in their brains, in their minds, in the service of God. Atluya belev, that depends on the heart, the service to God. To them, I'm writing this book. To you, I'm talking. And my tongue is like a pencil that writes. With these writings. Again, that are called a gathering of words and so on. So how did the Alter Rebbe answer? The Alter Rebbe, first of all, said that there's what the Alter Rebbe said and what the Hasidim used to say. What the Alter Rebbe says is, you know me. You told me everything. I know you so well. So to you, I'm writing this book. That's why you're going to find your place in the book. Because I wrote it for you. And don't come to me with, maybe it's your mind that, no, I know you, don't worry. It's not my service of God that is good for me. And no, I know you. And I wrote it for you, specifically. That's why the Hasidim used to say that the Alter Rebbe knew the souls of each single person that would learn the Tanya. And he wrote inside of it all the questions or the answers to the questions they have in the service to God. That's how he answers all of this. Then he continues basically saying, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but just to finish the introduction, then he continues saying basically that he put inside the answers to their questions, like to your, now he's talking to the person, to those who know me, to those who I know them. So he wrote the answers to every single question that they have in the service to God. And then he ends, as I said before, a person that doesn't really know how to find his fish in the Atlantic Ocean, even in this book, don't worry, go ask those Hasidim that know more than you, wherever you live, in your place. And the Atreve says to them, don't put your hand to your mouth. That's how he said it. Don't shut up your mouth to those who know, and go help, go answer. And it's known, the Talmud says, and Atreve brings it down, that when there are two students learning, both of them get elevation, get elevated, and so on. It's a bracha, it's a blessing for both of them, and so on. And then the Alter Rebbe finishes, just to finish the idea, that he was like, quote unquote, forced to write this, because again, there was a lot of opposition, a lot of false copies of the Tanya saying that terrible things, and so on. So the Alter Rebbe was forced to write it down, to print it, and say, this is the original one, these are my words, don't pay attention to anything else but this printout, so to speak. One important note after all of this, maybe I should have said it before, but whatever, it came to mind now. The way I understand, even though I did not see this written anywhere, is the Alter Rebbe did not write the Tanya for non-Jews. No parts of the Tanya are written for non-Jews. However, I would say 95 or even more percent of the Tanya, it's completely relevant for non-Jews also. There are parts that are not relevant? Yes, of course. Which parts? When he says the soul of the Jew. So what do you care? If you're non-Jew, what do you care about the soul of the Jew? However, it's important to know that the soul of a non-Jew has exactly the same structure of this as the soul of a Jew. So when the Alter Rebbe explains the structure of the soul, the conflicts, the problems, those ideas apply 100% to non-Jews also. 100%. So the work over here is, okay, let's learn, let's read, and so on, and let's try to understand how a specific part applied to non-Jews also.